Right now, I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel with today's final legislative update for this session. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So the session ends tomorrow.
It does, at noon tomorrow.
And there's still, of course, lots going on, as there is in the last day or two of any session.
Yes, lots of politics are going on. It's interesting because as of Tuesday this week, only 8 bills had passed both houses, which is actually unbelievable. Normally, you have maybe 100 bills or 50, 60, 70 bills that have passed. And as of Thursday night, last night, only 71 bills had passed. Now,
Wow. You
know, we don't have to pass bills just to change laws, but there's almost 2,000 bills, memorials, constitutional amendments introduced. So to only have 8 by Tuesday and only have 71 by today shows that there's a big, let's just say, conflict between the Republican-controlled House and the Democratic-controlled Senate.
Better no bills than bad bills.
That's absolutely true.
And there's been our share of bad bills this session that have been introduced.
Yes,
as well as good ones.
Yeah, there have been quite a few.
To put moralistic spin on it.
Right, and your own personal perspective of bad and good bills. But here's what we don't have, which we must have before the session ends. We don't have a budget approved yet.
Really?
Yeah, the budget was sent out of the Senate a few days ago. Which is not unusual, because usually the budget gets sent to the governor in the last few days of the session. So the House has the budget bill, and they need to concur with it. They need to agree that what the Senate did, and the Senate didn't do that much to it. They tweaked it some and put in their own little bits of money. So the House has to approve that before it can go to the governor, but they're holding off on it because they don't have the tax cut bill. The House sent the Senate a bill to cut about $4.8 million in taxes.
A tax cut bill? What, are we overflowing with extra revenue?
Well, some of us don't think so, but out of that $83 million new dollars, they allocated $10 million for tax cuts. The House got $5 million for tax cuts. The Senate got $5 million for house cuts. And the Senate decided not to cut any taxes, although a couple of Senate bills are rolled into that one tax bill. And the Senate proposed spending that money on behavioral health programs. But the tax bill has some job credit things for technical jobs and research development tax credits, and then for removal of gross receipts tax for defense contractors.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, because, oh God. Okay, great.
And the other thing we don't have is the Capitol bill, the Porky bill.
The Pork bill.
And that has been passed out of the Senate and is over in the House. And there's massive disagreement about that, because the governor wants all the severance tax bond money for roads. And the Senate said, no, we're going to do all those projects that we need in local communities and for our schools and our community colleges and our water wells and all those
senior
things.
Centers.
Yeah, all that. So there's big disagreement on that. So until they somehow work it out on the budget, on the capital, and on the taxes, we could have sine die and have nothing.
So what happens if there's not a budget agreement by noon tomorrow?
Special session.
Do you think that's coming?
I hope not, because the bills are all there. They just need to be worked out between the two sides. A special session costs us taxpayers $50,000 a day to have a legislative session when they've had 60 days to resolve it.
Wow, that could add up to almost as much as the tax cut.
Yeah, and what's the difference going to be if we have a special session? There's still disagreement.
Yeah.
So we might as well work it out.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the bills that actually have passed.
Okay. One of an important piece of legislation, which just passed the House yesterday, which your news broadcast has talked about are the gambling compacts, and those are the 22-year agreements with the five different tribes. Now, what is fascinating about this is that they're anticipating in the first year a $10 million of revenue. So the tax cuts, part of the tax cuts would be paid for by that anticipated revenue from the gaming compacts.
Right.
And so if the gaming compacts didn't pass, then there would be have to be some reshuffling of things.
So those have passed, and those are going to those will be signed, obviously.
I would imagine so. Okay, some other past bills. The hemp bill, we've talked about that before, and that is really something that legislators have been working on for years and years. And this year, Senator Cisco McSorley, who's worked on it in the past, has finally gotten it through, and it looks like that is going to pass and go to the governor. And that allows New Mexico to engage in research for developing seeds that can be used to actually start farming hemp in New Mexico, which is a very positive bill for economic development.
So, it's still a couple of steps away from actually putting those seeds
yes,
in the ground.
Absolutely, except for research.
Yeah. Okay.
Daylight savings, you've heard a lot about that. That's a bill that passed out of the Senate, is in the House, and there's a lot of public interest in that, and there's been lots of pressure to try to get that through, and that, of course, would mean we wouldn't be falling, springing forward and falling back anymore.
Oh, okay.
We'd be like Arizona.
Oh, dear. We'd be like Arizona. That was the oh, dear, not the daylight savings.
There's a bad voter ID, from my perspective, a bad voter ID bill that's passed out of the House, not likely to go anywhere in the Senate, that would require people to have a picture ID for voting. An interesting bill is one that has passed one of the chambers and is almost through the other, is a mandate that there be public comment before any public body meets, so like the county commission, the community college board, school board. It's interesting because most of us already do that, but this would mandate that we have to have public comment.
Okay.
And we should. A bill that has passed both chambers is one that really affects the southern side of the state, which is important to healthcare providers. They have a problem. They hire a physician or another provider, and then they have a no-compete clause in their contract,
right, right.
And then they can't go to another job when they're finished, and they have to move out, and in these shortage areas for particularly physicians. So this bill has passed both the House and the Senate.
That's got to be non-controversial.
Yes, yes, it was quite successful. Vaccine purchase, we've had a lot of discussion in the legislature about vaccine, whether people should be exempt, whether they should not, how many, you know, what kind of vaccines. But this bill is one that was very important because the state of New Mexico has been paying for all the vaccines, and then the insurance companies have been getting a free ride, and this bill mandates that the insurance companies reimburse the state of New Mexico.
And that's passed.
Yes, that's passed both chambers. Another one that's a really nice recognition is one where we'll name the UNM Telehealth Center for Representative Easley, Stephen Easley, who died last year. He was a representative. So the Telehealth Center, if it goes all the way, will be named after him.
All right. So that's it?
Well, that's
just
the flavor of the past bills. Then we could talk about the dead bills.
Let's talk about dead bills.
Which have been some good bills that are now dead, and some bad bills that are now dead. The effort to decriminalize marijuana, which was actually carried by a Republican senator, where it would just say, you know, you get a little ticket if you've got less than so much marijuana on you. Pass the Senate and goes over to the House where it'll probably be killed. And there was another House bill that would have created licensing for, like in Colorado, for people who wanted to sell marijuana and decriminalize and then create a license to sell it. Those were dead. they're one.
But the fact that they even got as far as they did—that's a big step. If you look at the sort of picture of the last 10 years.
Yes, it's showing, just like with same-sex marriage and other controversial issues, that people are moving to a new place. And, of course, that has to do a lot with demographics, with younger people going, what's the big deal about this?
Right.
A bad bill that was killed was one to reduce the amount of renewable energy that utilities had to tap. So that was a good one. One that has been worked on for several years, the dental therapist bill, which creates another level of dental provider that would hopefully go out into communities where there are no dentists, no hygienists. That one passed the House, which is historic now because it's never passed one chamber, but it will be, of course, dead in the Senate by today if it even gets a hearing. Third grade reading retention. That one's dead. A change in teacher evaluation. That one's dead. A joint resolution that would have archived all of the webcasts in the House.
Oh, yeah.
What a good idea. We could all go back and look at what our legislators did.
I would do nothing else.
Well, you won't be able to anyway, because now that's dead. And then one that a lot of advocates have been working on is a bill to limit the interest rate that loan companies, payday loan companies and other loan companies, could charge.
Oh, my goodness. This comes up every year.
Every year, and every year, the bill that really limits it is always killed.
So we go on with the poorest citizens of New Mexico paying 87% or 2,000%.
Oh, we wish 87%, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much higher than that when you add in all the fees and everything.
What about driver's licenses?
Okay, this is interesting because the driver's license bills, the ones that would repeal the driver's license, have been tabled and killed in the Senate. But a compromise bill written by Senator Ingle and Senator Smith.
Bipartisan.
Conservative legislators, both of them, has passed and is going to be on the floor of the Senate today. And what that bill does is it creates two driver's licenses. The Real ID compliant, which the feds say they want, but the feds have suspended or put off really enforcing it. So a Real ID and then another driver's license.
Which is like the one we have now.
Yeah, which would be a license that says not for federal purposes. So you and I could go get that other driver's license too. It wouldn't be just stigmatized to undocumented. But then it gives people a license so they can get insurance and have identification in crime situations. So it really is a quite good bill, and I think it'll pass out of the Senate today. And it passed out of the Judiciary Committee a couple nights ago, or last night, hard to remember, with bipartisan support, two Republicans voting for it in the committee.
Yeah, but that means then it would have to go over to the House.
Yeah, so probably it's not going to pass.
So nothing's going to happen.
But it is a good effort to say, okay, do we need to do something? I don't know, but if we do, here it is.
Well, since Real ID was one of the issues that keeps
getting
brought up.
It solves the Real ID issue.
Okay. Anything else that's been passed? Oh, now, one of the things that sometimes happens is, define for us the word blast in the context of the New Mexico legislature.
Okay, the legislature has a process, both the House and the Senate. And the process is a bill gets introduced, it gets assigned to committees, the committees meet, and they vote to either pass the bill out so it can go to the next committee or so it can go to the whole chamber of that side. And so you can get a do pass, you can get a do not pass, or you get a table. And oftentimes these controversial bills in this situation, like right to work, third grade retention, abortion changes, they all get tabled in a committee, which means they're dead. And then if people in the chamber, the whole of the Senate or the House, want to hear that bill, they will try to blast it. And that means they would request that the bill be pulled out of the committee and come down to the floor to go on the calendar or to be the next order of business. And those are called blasts.
Even though the bill has died in committee?
Yes, okay. Yes. So it's a way to circumvent the normal process of committees. And that's why you have committees, to hear them, to say this is good, this is not good, or involve politics and
right.
and kill them.
So are there any blasts this year?
So there was one blast in the House early in the session by the Republicans, which is kind of interesting since they control the House, but they had sent a bill to the Appropriations Committee, and then they decided they wanted to take it out, so they blasted it out. But in the Senate, there have been several attempts to blast the controversial bills. The right-to-work bill, the so-called right-to-work bill, which is about union dues, the third-grade reading retention bill, and the two abortion bills. All four of those have been... The Senate Republicans have tried to blast them out of the committee where they are tabled, and those blasts have failed.
What makes a blast successful or not?
That a majority of that chamber, in this instance the Senate, would have to vote to bring the bill to the floor.
So if a majority votes to bring it to the floor, there's a pretty good chance that the majority will also vote for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And these have been partisan issues, voting pretty much on party lines,
yeah.
where the Democrats have said, no, we're going to follow the committee process.
Okay. So what else are we looking at in the next, 26 hours?
Well,
28 hours.
Because we end at noon, we're waiting to see, are we going to get these major pieces of legislation which need to be passed? And the rumor is that the House is going to change the capital outlay bill, which has been sent to the House by the Senate, change it to the way the governor wants it, send it back to the Senate, and then leave. Go signee-die. Now, that's the rumor.
What does signee-die?
Signee-die means bye-bye, we're out of here.
Okay. Is that like...
That's like adjourn.
Okay.
That's like
end. It's like Latin?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's signee-da or something.
All right.
But we call it signee-die. And so if they do that, that means there'll have to be a special session. And that's, there's really no need for that.
Special sessions are, as we talked about, long and costly. And they also take our citizen legislators away from their jobs, which they've already taken 60 days
right,
off from.
Right. You know, Bill Richardson, when he was governor, we had many special sessions because if he didn't get what he wanted in the legislative session, he would say, okay, I'm calling you back in a month. Or some. I think one time he called them back quite quickly. And the Senate wasn't too happy with that, and they went signee-die one time, left the House there. So special sessions, when you really don't need them in this situation, if we could just get a little agreement, a little movement from both sides.
Let's talk for a moment, we've got a couple of minutes left, about the resignation of Senator Griego.
Yes. So what has happened, as everyone must know, is that he... resigned and spared the Senate having an actual ethics hearing about what his transgressions were related to that real estate deal. And that leaves that seat open. And it is a multi-county seat. Has six counties in it.
Because districts are different border lines than counties.
Yes. Now, many of, like, there are two Senate seats here in Santa Fe, Nancy Rodriguez, Peter Wirth, they're all in Santa Fe. So if one of them left, the county commission would appoint a replacement senator. But when you have multi-counties, then the county commission, by law of each county, must recommend a name, and that name goes to the governor, and then the governor must pick from that list of names. So we have six counties, and there will be possibly six names or Liz Stefanik, who has been already nominated by Bernalillo County. There's a county commission meeting today at 10 o'clock.
In Santa Fe.
So she may get that nomination too. And then there's another, one other county commission, San Miguel, will be meeting later today.
So that's funny, so many different county commissions. I'm surprised they don't have, that it's not set up that you have a special election.
Yeah, that would be expensive, but certainly would give the people the opportunity to decide who they want.
Yeah, elections cost money. So then of the names that are presented to the governor, she will choose
pick one. Right.
Presumably a Republican.
Yeah.
And then in 2016, when we have our next presidential election and everything else, and
that seat will be up.
Be able to vote for that seat.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Linda Siegel, thank you for your many legislative updates.
You are welcome.
Next week is the KSFR Fund Drive, ladies and gentlemen. So that's going to be an awesome week. Maybe the week after that, we can have, and when we figure out everything that's gone down, we can have a little legislative wrap-up.
Right, that would be great, unless we're in a special session.
All right, well, you will keep us tuned. Linda Siegel, wonderful legislative update person year after year. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.